Senate Democrats welcomed President Bush to their strategic retreat at the Library of Congress this morning, just hours after 42 of them voted against John Ashcroft, the new attorney general. Ashcroft's largely partisan victory was a significant win for the White House, but it also raises questions about the president's ability to work with both parties this year. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As the 58-42 vote concluded, the White House quickly declared victory. Spokesman Ari Fleischer said eight Democrats voting to confirm was, by definition, a bipartisan vote, and therefore encouraging. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott tamed his anger at the attacks against his close friend John Ashcroft and urged his colleagues to shift back into bipartisan mode for the legislative season to come. For Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, however, the wounds were still fresh. The Judiciary Chairman called the battle disgusting evidence that some Democrats were willing to kowtow to interest groups who threatened to oppose their reelection. When reminded that some Democrats up for reelection in conservative states took a risk in voting no, Hatch bluntly predicted they might be in for some trouble back home.
I think it's going to hurt people. I think it'll hurt them. Because, look, there's a basic issue of fairness in this country. They trashed John Ashcroft. And even those who did not participate in the trashing, who voted against him, they knew it. I've had more than one Democrat come up to me and say, this is disgusting.
Two Democrats up for re-election in southern states next year, Max Cleland of Georgia and Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, voted against Ashcroft even though their Senate partners, Democrats Zell Miller and John Breaux, voted to confirm. Democrats say Ashcroft's record offered ample reason to oppose him, and it's too early to predict what issues or votes will prove critical at the polls next fall. In the meantime, Democrats say 42 no votes shows that they could sustain a filibuster if necessary in future confirmation battles. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy said it wasn't about Ashcroft, whom many senators consider a friend, but about the idea that someone in Congress has to be willing to fight for abortion rights, minority rights, gun control, and other issues that don't find favor with the GOP majority.
I hope this vote sends a very strong message to the President of the United States about the strength of the commitment of the Senate of the United States in protecting these particular fundamental values. And we are going to continue to battle for them. We would like to battle with those who share our beliefs in them and not against someone who fails to demonstrate a core commitment to these fundamental values.
Arizona Republican John Kyle, one of Ashcroft's most dedicated supporters during his confirmation battle, said senators have no business sending signals to the White House about nominees who have yet to be named.
I would be very disappointed if a Democratic senator actually said that, because our obligation in voting for or against confirmation is to judge the specific nominee before us. And if we're trying to send messages by these votes about future nominees, then that says something very, very bad about the Senate, about the confirmation process, and is contrary to everything that President Bush has tried to do in holding out his hand in friendship to the Democratic members of the Congress.
Democrats say Kyle's comments about not prejudging nominees were ironic, given that all 50 Republicans committed to support Ashcroft before hearing one word of testimony. Perhaps the most immediate question is whether the parties will be able to shake off the partisan anger and reach out, both across the aisle and down Pennsylvania Avenue. Despite the heat of this particular battle, senators expect that to be the least of their troubles. They're used to dealing across the aisle, and this year they recognize that's not just a tradition, it's a necessity. President Bush seems to be fitting that mold early on. Hours after the Ashcroft vote, Senator Kennedy was over in the White House basement theater with the president, watching the film 13 Days. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, The Capitol.